great to see all the visitors with us here this morning. You're our honored guest, and I hope the things I have to say this morning will be beneficial to you and to everyone here. I'm going to be reading from 1 Timothy chapter 6, beginning with verse 5. "And constant friction between men of depraved mind and deprived of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain, but godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment. For we have brought nothing into the world, so we cannot take anything out of it either. And if we have food and covering, with these we shall be content. But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many a pang." This morning, I want to focus on three things that were mentioned in this passage. First one is godliness. Second one is contentment. And we see that godliness and contentment together bring about great gain. I want to look at these three things this morning and try to get some insight about what Paul's talking about. And first of all, let's look at godliness. Godliness was one of the harder things to find specific things about in as far as definitions, but I found that it's a piety or a reverence towards God. And in these verses, in verse 6, we see that godliness and contentment are interconnected with one another. You can't have one without the other. And it's a hard word to be described or defined. At least I found it to be so. But I found an example that's even better than definitions. We look at Job. Let's go back into Job chapter 1. Look at the characteristics of Job. And I think this will tell us more about godliness than any definition can tell us. Job chapter 1 and verse 1. "There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless, upright, fearing God and turning away from evil." Let's go to verse 8. "And the Lord said to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil.'" Now let's go into chapter 2, verse 3. "And the Lord said to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil. And he still holds fast his integrity, although you incited him against me, against him, to ruin him without cause.'" And finally, let's look at verse 10 of chapter 2. Here's Job talking to his wife. "But he said to her, 'You speak as one of the foolish.